Kentucky. It is on.
That's a fly. Yes.
Big Blue Nation.
Big Blue Nation.
Part of a lifelong family.
Rebound and put back up and in and a foul.
The greatest tradition in college basketball.
A lob and a dunk for the lead. Kentucky retakes the lead.
What separates Kentucky from everyone else?
Three ball, right side. Go. Count the bucket. Drives down.
It's you.
It's you.
The fans.
From the UK Sports Network, this is the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. Talk to Coach Cal. Call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-CATS. That's 859-280-2287. Or statewide at 1-800-606-GAME. That's 1-800-606-4263. Or you can tweet questions to at UK Sports Network.
Clams it in for Kentucky.
The UK Healthcare John Calipari Show begins now. Alongside the coach, here's the voice of the Cats, Tom Leach.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into our show on a Wednesday this week. Next week as well, because the Cats will have another Tuesday night road game. And a 69-53 win at Vandy to discuss with Coach Cal. Kentucky with its fourth consecutive win and now back home to face the Kansas Jayhawks on Saturday night. So we'll talk about that matchup, the win at Vandy, and more. And we'll get to it when we return. This is the UK Sports Network.
You're listening to the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network. The John Calipari Show is brought to you by the Kentucky Community and Technical College System, Coca-Cola, Kentucky Lottery, Alltech, and by UK Healthcare.
What it feels like to hear the Big Blue Nation roar.
The John Calipari Call-In Show is brought to you locally in Lexington by Baptist Health, Dairy Queen, Liquor Barn, and by Skyline Chili.
Kentucky! Beautiful assist!
Three!
Good!
Cats!
Goes in!
Lob and a dunk!
Catch the Wildcats in Lexington all season long on your home for Kentucky basketball, the UK Sports Network.
Hey, DQ fans, do you really like cheeseburgers? Do you love a delicious deal? Well, boy, does DQ have just the thing for you. Say hello to the DQ Cheeseburger Lovers Deal. Get two of our legendary DQ single burgers for $5 or two glorious third-pound double cheeseburgers for just $7. The DQ Cheeseburger Lovers Deal will help you keep yourself and your wallet nice and full. Get yours today, only at participating DQ locations. DQ. Happy taste good.
Just like your fingerprint, your heartbeat is unique to you. And that's how your heart care should be too. So at Baptist Health, we focus on your specific cardiac needs, from preventive care to some of the most advanced procedures. For your one-of-a-kind heart, choose the one hospital system more people trust for their heart care. Baptist Health. It's care centered on you. Visit BaptistHealth.com/HeartCare.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234-8528.
While Frosty may love the snow and ice, it can make the roads dangerous. It's Drew Franklin, and if you find yourself in an accident, call my friends David and Josh Wilson at Collision Masters of Lexington at 859-317-8545 or stop by for a free estimate at either of their locations, one at 7746 Westland Drive or 765 New Circle Road. Making your day is their family business at Collision Masters of Lexington. Get back on the road in confidence.
Wow. Welcome back into the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. Coming up Saturday, it's Kentucky-Kansas. Join today Baker and Cameron Mills for the Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Tip-Off coverage. It'll start at 6:30 Eastern Time. And we'll talk about the Jayhawks a little later, but we want to start with very impressive performance last night, Cal, for your guys on both ends of the floor. Shot it well and defended very well.
They did. Is our guest today UK Healthcare? How about we give a little hand to UK Healthcare? You know, I've had my hip replaced there. Dr. Selby, who's one of the best. Dr. Mayer travels. He's okay. Doc Cozy's become a great friend. And all I can tell you is the professionalism, the facilities, the what that system does for the whole university is amazing, and really what it does for this region of the country. I mean, it's one of the top, so we're happy you're here. What were we talking about?
I think you guys won last night.
You know, it's I made this statement after the game. When you're building new teams, the process begins with individual players trying to develop and not only develop themselves, but they're also trying to establish themselves, who they are. And that supersedes everything for a while. When the roles start shaking out, when you have a crisis, when they got to come together to help each other because it's not going to work when you're trying to establish yourself and everyone's doing it. And I'm not... It happens at every level. I don't care what level you are. When you put a new team together and here they go, you know, they're trying to establish who they are. We've gone through this. We've gone through the ups and the downs. But I'll tell you what, I'm loving this team. I've not stopped loving this team. They're accepting roles. We're shortening the rotation, which some guys aren't playing as much as they had been playing. And some guys aren't playing at all for the time being. But my thing is, they got to be ready because you don't know how this is going to play out. And we have terrific people. I mean, you think about what Jacob went through. Antonio went through it. You think about CJ and all the injuries that he had to overcome. And the dark, you know, you think about it. Thinking maybe my career's over and I'm not going to get a chance to play. I remember with CJ, his mom and dad went to his room and his mom was tearing up and he said, stop, we're going to get by this and I'm going to be back on that court playing. That was CJ. But you know, along the way, there were dark moments. Sabir, no different. But I could go around the room of my team and tell you that overcoming adversity, you think about their future now. Some of them have gone through things, maybe the hardest thing they've ever gone through in their life to fight through to get to the other side. And you know what? They did it. And there are going to be things that happen, and they'll look and say, it ain't nothing like I went through in 2023. I'm sorry. I'm going to be fine. And so, you know, the silver lining is that they've now trust each other. They're being all stars at their role. And all the roles have changed. You know, when you're trying to establish yourself, when you catch the ball, what do you first do?
Think what I can do.
There you go. So the ball stops and you bounce it. Sometimes you catch it and bounce it. That's when you're trying to establish. When you're just playing basketball, what does that ball do?
The phrase is always one more. You just keep the ball
moving. It just pops. The ball swings and it moves and you have actions. And all of a sudden, people watching the game say, wow, this is fun. How about this? And those kids are having fun. Now, it's not me saying have fun. It's them playing the right way, moving the ball, being unselfish so everyone touches it. Trust, if I'm open, I'm going to get the ball. He's not shooting it if I'm open. And if he's open, he's going to get it for me. It's, again, let me give you the last thing I've said every year. the most important thing as we go through a year, if we're going to be any good, the team has to be empowered. They are now in huddles. They are now telling me, run this, coach. At halftime, I'm asking, tell me about the offense. What are we seeing? What's out there? What do we need to go with this? And it's instead of me dragging, which I told them prior to Tennessee, if we're going to break through at some point. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow afternoon, but we're breaking through. If I got to drag you, we are breaking through. Now it's beginning to where they're dragging me. And that's the way this is supposed to be. And accepting roles is a big part of it.
If you have a question for Cal, tweet us at UK Sports Network, post on the Kentucky Basketball Facebook page, or you can give us a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. We're going to get to a break and come back and continue the conversation here in just a moment. This is the UK Sports Network.
The UK teams and traditions are legendary. Our team at Strategic Wealth Designers are proud to be a partner of the Kentucky Athletics. What an honor to be working together. When you're ready to discuss your financial future, call the team the Wildcats Trust. We look forward to creating your winning strategy for retirement. Visit us at swdgroup.com today. And go Cats!
Hey, Wildcat fans!
Little Caesars, the home of Hot and Ready Pizza, invites you to try our world-famous crazy bread with crazy sauce, Caesar wings, Italian cheese bread, and our new cookie dough brownie dessert. At Little Caesars, we begin each day with dough made fresh from scratch, fresh, never frozen cheese, and the tastiest toppings. Little Caesars is also a proud partner of UK Athletics and an enthusiastic member of Big Blue Nation.
So go Cats!
Pizza, pizza.
Winter brings all kinds of weather, but a new Toyota is ready for anything. Like the aggressively sophisticated Toyota Highlander, one of 15 different all-wheel drive Toyotas. Now through January 31st, during Toyota's all-weather drive season, get 3.99 APR financing on a new 22 or 23 Highlander. With approved credit through TFS, excludes hybrids, and every new Toyota comes with 2 years no-cost maintenance included. Get complete details at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Every 6 days, UK Healthcare sees enough patients to fill Rupp Arena. 25,000 people from across the Commonwealth and the nation coming to UK Healthcare when it matters most. Life-changing care, world-renowned experts at locations across Kentucky. That's what it means to be the official healthcare partner of Big Blue Nation, caring for our fans the way they care for our athletes, our staff, and our families. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Cheer up these gray winter days with bright new wild number scratch-off games from the Kentucky Lottery. With tickets priced at $1, $2, $3, $5, $10, and $20, there's something for every lottery player to choose from. You'll go wild for wild numbers. These games share combined cash prizes totaling more than $63 million and have multiple chances to win on every ticket. Buy scratch-offs at the counter or from one of the convenient vending machines. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Welcome back in to the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. Hit us with a tweet at UK Sports Network if you've got a question for Cal, or you can call or post on the Facebook page. We'll get to some questions here in a bit. Want to remind you about the Alumni Hall Slam Dunk Sweepstakes. The grand prize winner gets two lower-level tickets to the Kentucky-Auburn game, a UK Nike basketball jersey, and a $100 Alumni Hall gift card. Enter by clicking the contest link on the Alumni Hall Kentucky Facebook page. The contest closes on February 15th, so enter today for your chance to win the Alumni Hall Slam Dunk Sweepstakes. Cal, one of the storylines last night was the lift that Xavier gave you early in the game to get
the
pace.
He changed the game. We talked, and I've said, guys, we got to get it up the court quicker. We talked about it. We worked on it. And all of a sudden, Kaysen's walking the ball up the court. And I looked at Sevier and I said, do you understand I'm just trying to get you to hit ahead or hit guard to guard and let's play. But we got to get it going. He walked in the game and the ball started whizzing up the floor and across the floor and around the floor. And I looked at Kaysen and I said, Kaysen, are you seeing what I'm talking about now? So when he went back in, he did the same thing. And all of a sudden, we were really, again, you think about Oscar. If you move that ball like that, it's hard for them to sit down on him and put three guys around him. And so it helps us all different ways. And the movement and the ball movement, they had to close out. In other words, they're not standing next to a man. They're off helping. The ball goes to your man. You got to go out there to get him. And all of a sudden, our guys are driving and creating opportunities. We are creating good shots for our shooters. I just can't wait for that game where a bunch of them drop. Like, and I'm not talking guarded threes. The guy, I'm talking open threes with no hand up. Just those. Let's make those. And, you know, we're going to have one of those games where you're going to look around and say, wow.
Oscar's improved at moving the ball out of the double teams.
He's unselfish. I'll be honest with you. He's in the gym. As you're noticing, he kind of looks like the guy we had last year and maybe even a little bit better. But early on, you know, there's a couple things. One, he was out 4 weeks. He should have been out 6 weeks. He came back early. It's just now getting to where he needs to be. And I'm talking within the last 3 weeks to a month. Yeah. You had CJ out all that time. You're seeing what CJ does to our team.
5 assists last night.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're, you know, and I like to say, you know, I don't make excuses. But South Carolina, we had 2 starters out. Now, could we have won the game? We could say whatever, yeah. But we had 2 starters out. And normally that is reported. Like, yeah, they lost that game, but they had 2 starters out. And they were Jacob and Kaysen, 2 of our better players. So, you know, I look at this right now, and all I'm saying is let's keep having fun playing the right way. Let's all be all-stars at our role. And then the other thing is, I keep saying, you can't, as a player, you can't worry about a month from now what might happen. And if I make all these shots, I cannot. Well, then you're not making any shots. You won't. If you're only thinking we got to win this game, then there's probably a good chance you're not going to win the game. I'm telling them, forget about results. Let's just worry about playing, fight, 50-50 balls, take charges, move that ball. Defensively, let's play 5-on-5. Let's not get in up where we got to overhelp and do stuff. Make sure you're staying in front of your man. And don't look at the scoreboard. Don't look at the scoreboard. Just play.
Let me get to a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line before we hit our next break. Janet, you're up with Coach Cal.
Yeah, Cal, first of all, I'd like to thank you for all that you've done since you've been here, not just for coaching the basketball team, but all that you've done for the state of Kentucky. For being born in the state here, I can't thank you enough. I do have a question, but I also have one other comment to say. I don't know if you're aware of the fact there's several pages on Facebook to follow the University of Kentucky basketball team. And what we've done is we started a letter writing campaign. We want to, each person is going to write it. I wrote you a letter last week.
You did. I was just going to ask you. You're the lady that wrote that letter. I have a stack of them. So now I know why I've got a stack of letters coming in for me and the team. And so you guys are really nice, but send those to those players. The more they can hear you.
I put one in the mail for Oscar yesterday. I've been writing letters to coaches here at Kentucky for as long as I can remember. But I do have a question. And prior years, we've always heard, I believe it was over Christmas, Camp Cal. I was wondering if you were able to do that this year or not. But, I mean, I was at the game Saturday, and what I've seen these last few games is amazing. And I'm glad that the guys aren't listening to the negativity that was out there for a while, because listen, those aren't true fans. I mean, I really don't think they're even fans of Big Blue Nation. You said it the other weekend, I have to agree with you. And when I heard you talking after the Georgia game and after the game last night and all the credit you give to the fans, we really appreciate that, because true blue fans will stick by the guys regardless of what happens. And we just love it every year, and we expect to win. And if we don't, like you said, just chalk it up and move on. So thank you again, Cal.
Thank you, Camp Cal. We were doing two a days, but they were more one practice and you know, an evening walk, something like that. Sometimes three a days. We'll go to a dinner that night together. We stayed in the hotel last game, which I've done in my past life. On weekend games, we go to the hotel and be together. And that was all during the Camp Cal. And all we're trying to do is bring them together, get them to respect one another, get them to, there's two in a room, you know, all that stuff, meals together. So, we do it, but it's not been publicized to the level it had been. And let me say this. We have the most engaged fans in the country. I really believe a lot of people that are jumping on this team are not fans of this program. And it gives that, you don't know who's who. And so the other program's fans jump in and go nuts. And they'll drag some fans who are not really on top of it with them. But I just think we have engaged fans, the best fans in the country. People stayed after one of our games till midnight. And I walked out and I said, are you people nuts? You're here, it's midnight. And I signed everything, which I don't do after games. I signed balls because I'd be there 2 hours. So I signed everything. I signed hats, I signed cups, I signed napkins, I signed whatever, because they stayed. And you know what they were doing? Showing support for the team and showing support for me and our staff. And I just think that's neat. It doesn't happen everywhere. And our fans are engaged. Now, what happens when you win, they're engaged. But what happens when you lose?
They're still engaged.
They're still engaged. And so I expect some of the stuff. But I come back to, and I'll say it again, if it were your son, how would you want him treated? Especially when he's struggling. It's your son. Would you do the same thing that you're doing to one of these kids if it were your son? And so I think when we think in those terms, and I'm going to be protective of my players. They're my sons. And it doesn't mean I'm not going to tell a guy, you're not starting so-and-so else. I do what I've got to do. But they're still my guys and my kids. And we just all got to know that they're fighting for this program, which means they're fighting for every fan. They're fighting for our university. They're fighting for our state. And I had to tell you, you know, our kids, they're good kids. They're good kids. They're involved in the community. They're things that we do together in East and West. And, you know, they're involved in all of it. They're the ones that came up with, why don't we play out East Kentucky and put an exhibition game together, which we did, a scrimmage against ourselves, and 6,000 people showed up. And by the way, some coal miners that weren't with the Maguires came to the last game and went crazy. Never been to Rupp. Can't believe the seats. I would have been up top. I had great seats. And then for this game, Molly and the family and the Maguires and their kids are coming to this game because they want to, look, they came to the earlier game with about 16 people. I said, now, look, you can come to the Kansas game, but I can't give you 16 tickets. And so they went to the early game, took the bus. They had their whole families, mothers and fathers and grandfathers. They were all there. It was great seeing them. Now they're coming to this Kansas game. And think about it. Michael's being able to do this with his son. Think about that. And so, you know, it's been a really fun part of this is what this program means to all the people. And they've done, you know, like I said, they've picked us up. And this game this weekend, we're going to need you to pick us up. Pick these guys up from the minute the tip goes. Be into it.
Saturday's game, Kentucky-Kansas, presented by Central Bank, the official bank of UK Athletics. Visit centralbank.com or stop by one of their 28 locations. Central Bank, central to you. We'll be right back on the UK Sports Network.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat basketball action. And you know what? We make it easy to stock up for game watch parties. All you have to do is head to your nearest Liquor Barn store or just go to liquorbarn.com to download the Liquor Barn app and place an order for pickup or delivery. Shop Kentucky's favorite spirits, wine, and beer store, and you know what? You're going to have yourself more time to cheer on the Cats. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
There are lots of ways to make Skyline part of your game plan. You can pregame with friends in five ways at your favorite Skyline, or carry out conies to crush during the game. And Skyline is the only place for post-game Cholitos and chili cheese fries. Football, basketball, baseball, or soccer. High school, college, or pro. Doesn't matter. Game time is always a good time for Skyline. So get your game face on and get your Skyline game plan together. Feeling good, it's Skyline time.
Winter brings all kinds of weather, but a new Toyota is ready for anything, like an exciting new Camry, America's best-selling car. You can even get one with all-wheel drive. Now through January 31st, during Toyota's all-weather drive season, get 3.99 APR financing on a new 22 or 23 Camry. With approved credit through TFS, excludes TRD and hybrids, and every new Toyota comes with 2 years no-cost maintenance. Get complete details at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234-8528.
There is a new community of diehard Kentucky fans just like you that can't get enough coverage of the Cats. Go to bluechipsnft.io to connect with members of the BBN and unlock exclusive digital collectibles, content, and experiences that you can't get anywhere else. And that includes the all-new Blue Chips Membership Pass. Go wild at bluechipsnft.io. From William on the Twitter feed at UK Sports Network, will you consider playing Wheeler alongside CJ and Antonio more often?
Well, they did in that game, and you know, you're playing 7-8 guys now. That's about what the what we're doing right now. So yeah, he will play them together, Kaysen and. Antonio and CJ have looked good together. Chris is playing both 3 and 4 now, so we can go small. You saw he got a rebound and a dunk, and he was at the 4 position when he did that. So, yeah, again, it's, you know, you may not be playing as much as you want, but we do have a couple guys not playing at all, waiting for an opportunity to step in and having to be ready, which is the hardest thing in this game to do. Not knowing if you're playing game to game, but being ready if you are called upon.
From Gerald at UK Sports Network, did you see the article about Oscar and the young man from the Congo who missed Oscar at Missouri but got to come in and visit with him for, I guess, the last home game?
I did not see the story.
But that's who Oscar is. Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's involved. You know, one of the things you have to tell Oscar at times, you got to say no to stuff too. And you have to say no to people. Like, no. And he doesn't like to. That's not who he is. He would say yes to everything, and you just can't.
Great young man.
Oh, he is. Terrific.
Are you going to continue to go to hotels for the weekend games?
Think so. Even in this being a late game, but Vanderbilt was a late game. And we came out, and I thought we played and competed. And so you're together. You've got a little bit of a, you know, hand on it. It's hard, you know, midweek, if we didn't have a school day, yeah, we'd probably do it. That's what I've done in the past. No school. Let's go to the hotel.
And but what about the phones?
The phones, we just, yeah, we have to go under mattresses. They're hiding stuff. They're trying to But, you know, look under beds, look in closet, look in shoes. they're doing good with that. They are.
Talk a little bit about Kansas and what they
really
challenge
good.
They
I mean, they've lost a couple games, but they're still what they are. They're Kansas. They reigning national title championship. Bill's a heck of a coach. You know what he is. They play fast. They play five out, four out. You know, they don't have the McCormick kid, which means they'd play more traditional. If they had McCormick, they'd be playing traditional. They don't have McCormick, so you play with what's there. Here's what I told the team, and I want all our fans to maybe hear this. When you're playing basketball and you're playing another team that's really being competitive, you take what they give you. Okay, so what did Georgia give us?
One-on-one against Oscar.
So we took it. What did Texas A&M give us?
Threes, because they double Oscar and triple Oscar.
And so you take what they give you. You don't walk in a game and say, we're doing this. Well, what if their plan is to stop that and you got to go to something else? So you can't, like, say, well, we're taking 33s this game or we're taking 10. I can't tell you. But what I'm saying to our team is you take what they give you and roll with it.
And one other thing I wanted to ask you about, and you tweeted about this today, but for fans that maybe didn't see that, the coaches versus cancer component to
the
shoes
you
wore.
You saw it?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I got a pair of shoes. Mike made a pair of shoes for us that has a picture of Mike Pratt and then the uniform 22 that he wore, his date of birth and his death, and it's on a great pair of shoes, Nike shoes. If you went online and looked at it, and my guess is we'll probably do something to auction them off.
They're really cool.
You know, I'd sign them, and you know, but maybe we'll do something where you come to the office to pick them up, and you know, the money will either go to, you know, whatever, you know, for Mike or for Coaches versus Cancer, whatever. Yeah. You know, it's for, but. When I saw the shoes, I said, this is unbelievable. We got to put this picture out.
They were sensational. Of course, a week from Saturday is when UK will retire the jersey for Mike. But this week it's Kansas, and we talked about the Jayhawks. Go back to you mentioned Chris at 4. What's that adjustment for him, and how is he handling it?
He just hadn't played it enough, but we practiced it, and he played some in this game, and we're just going to keep practicing it more where he's more comfortable. You know, the game has become positionless. So if you get caught up in 4-3-2-1, you're talking ego now. The game is positionless anyway. And you got a lot of guys on the perimeter. The question is, can you guard the position? Can you rebound the position? And can their guy guard you at that position? So it's nice to keep trying, you know, putting guys in different spots and just see how they do. And Chris is a terrific player. He's one of those 7-8 we're playing right now.
And one of the best,
and he's starting.
One of the best examples, too, of that, you know, positionless thing or whatever was at Tennessee, as good as they are, Kaysen's in foul trouble, you don't have Sevier, and you have, you know, CJ initiating the offense or Antonio or Adu.
And Adu did great.
Yeah.
I mean, I even told the guys, you know, Adu's one of those guys in Uganda and even Damian. I told him, you got to keep an eye on these guys because it's hard not playing yet being ready for your opportunity. And you don't play a couple games and you get down and all of a sudden the team needs you and you're not ready. You know, and then it becomes, well, I'm not ready. No, there are no excuses. You're either ready or you're not. And it's so hard to be in that position. And I respect that. And like I said, I respect all these guys, how they've dealt with all this, and we've tried to take stuff away from their plate, but at the end of the day, you know, you say, don't look at social media. They say, we're not, and you know they are. And so we got a great group of kids, and they represent this state and this university in such a positive way. I'm just proud of them.
Got a special announcement coming up when we come right back, and we'll do that. This is the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carr, the colorectal surgeon in Hazard ARH, and I wear blue for colon cancer. When you guys get excited about cheering on the Wildcats, get excited about your own health. The long-term goal is to keep you healthy and alive for many, many years to come. Screening colonoscopy helps us detect early colon cancer, so I would encourage everybody at 45 to get their screening colonoscopy because preventative medicine is better than curative. Go Big Blue and go blue for colon cancer.
Cheer up these gray winter days with bright new wild number scratch-off games from the Kentucky Lottery. With tickets priced at $1, $2, $3, $5, $10, and $20, there's something for every lottery player to choose from. You'll go wild for wild numbers. These games share combined cash prizes totaling more than $63 million and have multiple chances to win on every ticket. Buy scratch-offs at the counter or from one of the convenient vending machines. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Hey, Wildcat fans!
Little Caesars, the home of Hot and Ready Pizza, invites you to try our world-famous crazy bread with crazy sauce, Caesar wings, Italian cheese bread, and our new cookie dough brownie dessert. At Little Caesars, we begin each day with dough made fresh from scratch, fresh, never frozen cheese, and the tastiest toppings. Little Caesars is also a proud partner of UK Athletics and an enthusiastic member of Big Blue Nation.
So go Cats!
Pizza, pizza.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Whoa, 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 Dave. Before you use that post-hole digger, where's your gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
Welcome back into the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. A few weeks ago, we had UK Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart on to talk about a special event coming up a week from Saturday, the Mike Pratt jersey retirement. Now there's another special occasion that Mitch is joining us to talk about. So, Mitch, what do the fans need to know?
Well, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. It's always nice to share reunions and alumni activities with our fans and with our friends. And we've got a special weekend coming up on February 18th when we play Tennessee that weekend at 1 o'clock on that Saturday. That weekend, we've invited back the teams of the 1996, 97, and 1998 University of Kentucky Wildcat basketball teams. And so familiar to the incredible tradition of Kentucky basketball. And those teams always enjoy being around each other and celebrating. And we certainly enjoy having them. I'll return to campus to celebrate them.
And it was a different time where there was guys were with the programs a little longer and several four-year guys that were part of those runs. So 25th anniversary of the 98 championship is a good time to kind of catch all three of them.
Yeah, you know, we go through sometimes those COVID years and all that stuff where we struggled to get everybody back in reunions, and we're sort of catching up a little bit. This was a great opportunity to have those 25th anniversary kind of celebrations and let those guys be around each other. And again, a different era where the players were, many of those guys stayed, you know, 3 and 4 years. And so it's an incredible opportunity to to shake their hands again and let them wave to our fans and have an opportunity for them to fellowship and tell the stories that they love to tell. And I think that it is such an important part of Kentucky history.
And you've, I know you understand how much the Kentucky fans enjoy reliving those glory days of past championship teams or Final Four teams.
Oh, I think so. You know, I think that that's the beauty of Kentucky basketball over the years. There's just so many beautiful stories from era to era to era, and every one of them is special. And there'll be those times where we're all, I think they all get a little bit, the stories change a little bit from time to time, but the heartbeat of them always stayed the same. And so I think that's the blue and the white has always been an incredible tradition in college basketball, obviously. And then that era of 96, 97, and 98 is so special to many men. Coming out of a really time when Kentucky basketball was struggling, and that and they sort of reinvigorated everything that was going on in our program. And so we appreciate that. And then obviously Cal has carried that to a, of all the things that we've enjoyed and successes we've seen on the court in the last 15, 14 years. And so just a really cool time to blend all of those pieces together and continue to celebrate UK.
I'm sure those guys were thrilled to get the news that this was going to come together and they'd get a chance to come together as a group again.
Oh, I think so. I think many of them, they come back frequently and we see them around our program, but to just have a chance to share a meal and share time is something I think everyone enjoys. And frankly, we don't get to see them sometimes in a relaxed atmosphere. We have a chance to shake their hand and spend a few minutes with them either. So that's pretty, I saw Derek Anderson at a function in Louisville last week and had a chance to say hello to him. And again, it's some of those things we just don't get to do very often because of schedules and their schedules. But we're intentional about bringing everybody together and much like alumni do in different parts of the university. It's pretty neat deal.
Well, Mitch, I appreciate you jumping on with us. Folks can look for the news release that'll be coming out that has all the details. We have a couple of guys that played on those teams, Cameron Mills and Tony Delk, that are going to be joining us here in just a bit to reminisce a little more.
That'll be awesome. Well, we look forward to hearing those guys, but always good to see them, and I look forward to seeing everybody this weekend at the basketball game on Saturday. And obviously we've got some very special weekends coming. We've been very blessed to have a lot of Saturday games this year, which sometimes we've not been able to have. We've got several really good Saturday home games this season, and so it's an opportunity to celebrate Kentucky basketball in a unique way.
UK Athletics Director Mitch Barnhart, thank you much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Go Cats.
Are you the biggest Wildcat fan? Well, now is your chance to prove it with the Ultimate Fan Battle with Visit Myrtle Beach. It has kicked off, and we want to see your best school pride photos for a chance to win a vacation at Myrtle Beach. For details, go to visitmyrtlebeach.com. Again, go to visitmyrtlebeach.com/Ultimate Fan Battle, and you can get details on the contest. We'll be right back with Cam and Tony Delk on the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show here on the UK Sports Network.
Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Purple, and Ashley mattresses. Not sale priced, clearance priced. P-Rats is cleaning out, clearing out, and closing out to make way for new merchandise. Now get up to 30% in extra savings on floor sample and closeout mattresses from the top brands. Get a free power base upgrade on all Sealy mattress sets, $5.99 and up. Queen mattresses start at only $1.99. Plus up to 6-year special financing.
Nobody beats P-Rats.
Hi, I'm Capri, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is the chicken. They actually put it on the grill, cooked it in the sauce. It's definitely a good grilled spicy sandwich.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is it's spicy and it's full of flavor. When you pair that with the kale crunch salad, it's just good.
Order a grilled spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
It started as a dream, and here they are, moving day. Wait, isn't moving supposed to be stressful? Oh, that's right. They bought their home from Weichert. Their Weichert agent guided them from start to finish to make sure they found their perfect place. And here they are, home. Dream. Move. Home. Weichert. Call your local Weichert office to make your move. Each Weichert franchised office is independently owned and operated.
The Big Blue Dream is alive and well, and you can count on the Cats to deliver the best performance possible. You can also count on Welch Printing Company, an avid supporter of UK Athletics, to deliver on all of your printing and communication needs. Like a well-oiled team, Welch has the personnel and commitment to consistently deliver your projects on time and on budget. Welch Printing produces award-winning litho and digital printing for your marketing and communication needs. Visit our website, welchprinting.com, or call us to learn more about how we can deliver more for you.
Welcome back into the show. Joined now by a couple of names you will recognize. To my left here in the building, Cameron Mills.
Tom.
And one of your former teammates on the line with us, Tony Delk. Hey, TD, how's it going?
What's going on, Mills? What's happening, bro? How you doing?
Tom, let me tell you about the day when I just used to straight give it to Tony in practice. I mean, it was ugly. It was embarrassing for him. He almost transferred freshman year. My freshman year, Tony's junior year, practice. I mean, it was embarrassing. It was absolutely embarrassing.
And he was able to overcome that.
He did, and that's the thing. He overcame that.
I didn't leave, man. You know what? You haven't played like Cam. No. It pushes your game to the next level.
It does, to have a teammate like me.
Hey, Tony, what do you think about getting together with these guys?
Hey, man, you know what? It's so funny because I got to make sure I look at the state because I'm traveling. I'm scouting for the Dallas Mavericks. So I'm constantly on the road. I'm in Houston right now. But, you know, anytime we see each other, we talk, we send text messages. You know, we've always been a tight group, you know, since we played together. I think we all can find each other. We all have each other's numbers. So we – always stay in touch. And that's the one thing I like about just us connecting with one another. But also winning the championship. We all had to make sacrifices from one part of our life to another. But, you know, so many great guys. You know, Cam, he can speak on behalf of the 98 guys, the 96 guys. I mean, we love each other.
There's always a bond when you spend so much time together and go through all those ups and downs. Cameron, what time there, you were part of all three of them. What was a common theme to the success?
You know, Mark Pope used to talk about this all the time, and I know TD will laugh when I say this because this was Mark. It was Mark's life theme, and I think it still is. Is he'd always talk about overcoming adversity, and he still to this day uses that, and rightfully so. And TD's right. I mean, the championships make the teams. For the fans special, and we love when – I mean, obviously, I mean, it was special things for us. But the reality is that every team, man, the adversity you go through just being on this level, playing, in our case, in for TD and I, playing for a guy like Coach Pitino, I mean, that's adversity in and of itself. I mean, those weren't fun practices. You know, we remember TD, what was it? It was my freshman year. I guess it was your junior year. So it was – but we had a game where we won at home. We won by 10 over Georgia, and we had to practice at midnight. And, I mean, it's those are the things that, you know, you got adversity. People think of the adversity of the games and injury, and those certainly things. But, man, sometimes it's just getting through practice that you start really bonding with each other. And Coach Cal being here a few minutes ago talking about the guys being in hotels and taking their phones away and finding ways to go to dinner and do things together so they grow close. That's right. And that's what we would always do. So – that's
well,
what
also, we didn't have.
Like
we didn't have. Hey Cam, to your point, we didn't have cell phones to worry about either. So
I know. Can you imagine?
We didn't have social media. We didn't have distractions. You know, I think, you know, we stayed. Not to cut you off, Cam, but we stayed focused.
Good.
I think Coach always told us to live in the present. You know, and to live for today. And you know, we just understood what the mission was. But we really pushed each other. Like practices was so much harder than the games, and at the time, we didn't understand, like, why we practice hard, you know what I'm saying? He's like,
yeah, that's right.
Because he wanted the games to be easy. He wanted us to go out there, and you know, I said we lost games, but it never was from not being prepared and not playing 100%.
They game days were days off, as far as we were concerned. They really were. I mean, because you went from everybody practicing for 3 hours hard to a day where – you might put in 38 minutes total. Might. And that'd be somebody like TD who'd be putting in 38 minutes, and that's all.
Let me get a quick break in here, and then we've got one more segment with you guys. It's the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show, and make sure you to subscribe to the Behind Kentucky Basketball podcast presented by Thornton's. Curtis Birch is the host, and you can find also the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show there. And you go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or most podcast players. Get it for free. We'll be right back on the UK Sports Network.
BBN Game Day. It's your weekly look inside UK athletics. Saturdays at 9 a.m. on LEX 18 and stations across the state. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for stations and times in your area. BBN Game Day.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Cheer up these gray winter days with bright new wild number scratch-off games from the Kentucky Lottery. With tickets priced at $1, $2, $3, $5, $10, and $20, there's something for every lottery player to choose from. You'll go wild for wild numbers. These games share combined cash prizes totaling more than $63 million and have multiple chances to win on every ticket. Buy scratch-offs at the counter or from one of the convenient vending machines. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Levis gonna run at the five. Touchdown, Kentucky!
The University of Kentucky Athletics Program would like to say thank you to our official cornerstone partners, Central Bank, the official bank of UK Athletics, and Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Big on commitment.
Vogel does it again. His second home run of the tournament.
Just down low to Sheetway for the dunk. Strong move on a pretty pass.
Once again, thank you to our official cornerstone partners who played a vital role in the success of the University of Kentucky Athletics Program.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Oh, perfect timing. Let's talk about quitting tobacco. If you'd rather not, switch the station. Still here? Wonderful. Listen, you already have a million reasons to quit. It's too expensive, you keep burning your good blouses, whatever. You don't need another reason. You need a way. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Get free help and maybe even free nicotine patches and gum. Just give us a call. Remember, 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowkentucky.org. We can't wait to talk to you.
Get an insider's look at UK sports 5 nights a week. Watch BBN Tonight with Keith Farmer 5 nights a week at 7:30, only on LEX 18, your official station for Big Blue Nation.
Visit Malone's, Drake's, or Harry's for your game day meal, or order carryout for your next watch party. Visit bluegrasshospitality.com for menus and reservations. Proud partner of UK Athletics. Back with Tony Delk, Cameron Mills, talking about the reunion of the 96, 97, and 98 teams that's going to take place for the Tennessee game on February 18th. Tony, I know in 98, after you were going on to the NBA, that team came together late in the year. For you guys, you were number one to start the season. Did you – I guess when was the moment you thought they were going to win the championship? Was it leading into the season? Was it during the season? Or was it not till the Final Four?
I think leading into the season. Because, like I said, I followed all those guys, and I know how they all played together. And then, like, when you bring – you know, Tubby just had to – you know, he had to manage it, to coach it. I don't think he got enough credit for what he did for that team. Now, the great thing about, you know, the guys that had lost in 97, but those some of those guys that won a championship, so the moment wasn't too big for them. That's what usually happens when guys or teams get to the Final Four. They're just happy to get there. We had a different mindset. And I know Cam and those guys, when they got there in 98 to the championship game, you know, they'd been there before. There wasn't no pressure on them. You know, you might have thought there was going to be pressure, but they knew what it took to win the championship. And like I said, it was, you know, for me being a fan to a a former player of those guys. It was a great night for me to see them win it, cut down the net.
Tony, I appreciate you jumping on with us. We're running out of, short on time here, so it's going to be great seeing guys from that era back together. Thank you for joining us.
See you, TD.
Okay, no problem. Take care, guys. Okay.
Thank you.
Love you, brother.
Tony Delk, you got a call about this. All the guys got a call.
Yeah, yeah. So big thanks to, first of all, Mitch Barnhart for putting this together, Coach Cal for helping, but most importantly, Kevin Sargent, who has done a great job of reaching out to all the guys. They not only got texts and emails, but that's inviting a group, right? But Kevin's taken the time. Jeff Shepard and I worked really hard to make sure Kevin had phone numbers, accurate phone numbers of all the guys. And Kevin took the time to call everybody individually and say, we really want you to come back, including a guy by the name of Rick Pitino. He called Coach P, and I so appreciate this. And I know, as you said, Tom, boy, wouldn't that be a moment if he came back, one way or the other for fans. But Coach P got a call. He got an invite to this. Unfortunately, this is a Saturday, and he's got a game Friday night and a game Sunday afternoon at Iona.
Well, there's no game Saturday.
That's true, but I'll just say, knowing the way I know him, Saturday will be spent in preparation for Sunday. But I just love that Kevin was kind enough to call our coach from 96 and 97. Tubby will be there. He's already committed, and a lot of guys are slowly working it out, so they'll be there. So here's the problem is that, number one, this is a small group of guys. So in those 3 years, there's only 21 players. Only 21 players in those 3 years. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a small group of guys that played those 3 years, and a lot of them are coaching. So it's not just Coach P that's coaching. I mean, Scott Padgett's coaching, Alan Edwards coaching, Steve Masiello's coaching, Jamal McGlure's with the Raptors. Pope. You've got Tony Delk with the Mavericks. I mean, these guys have jobs. Huh?
Mark Pope, BYU,
absolutely. So, I mean, these guys, we're trying to figure out how to make sure everybody's there, even if they're not there. Whether it's through videos or whether it's through – because we don't want it to just be a group of us that, you know – look, everybody's seen me and Shep. We've been around, right? But we the guys that haven't been around, man, we want them at least to say hi on video or something. We're trying to work it out that way. But for the guys that will come and are able to come, they are excited to come because, man, there's nothing better than getting together with these guys. We have each other. We've got two group texts going. We've got a 98 team text going and a 96 team text going. And we got one text that's – all three teams combined, and I mean the jokes, the stories that are told on these texts, group texts, that, Tom, they weren't funny. These stories weren't funny when they happened. They're hysterical now.
And it's going to be so much fun, and I've seen so many jersey retirements for the Kentucky game at Tennessee. I'm glad Kentucky's doing something like
That's
this
right.
when Tennessee's coming
Let's
in.
Let's remind Tennessee they haven't won a national championship in basketball. Tell them we got two here tonight.
We have Kentucky basketball on the air Saturday. Cam and Buzz and the Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Tip-Off Show will get the coverage started for Kentucky, Kansas at 6:30 Eastern right here on the UK Sports Network.
This has been the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network. The John Calipari Show was brought to you by the Kentucky Community and Technical College System, Coca-Cola, Kentucky Lottery, Alltech, and by UK Healthcare. Kentucky basketball is a presentation of the UK Sports Network.
Kentucky basketball.
Powered by JMI Sports.